Mando is a Gibson F5, and it might not look as typical as other F5s you see, especially if you're used to the older Gibsons, the Lloyd Lohr, for instance, made Gibsons, where you would see the Gibson across. So actually, this one's probably, they made fewer of these than there were the older ones with the V Gibson, but the block inlay, although this is not the original fingerboard, it is like the original one with the block inlay and things. I finally, after many years of deliberation, cut off the little extension, because I can't play that high up there. And I've been accused of playing high many times, but I can't go that high. And but I'd wondered about that for years, because when I would play, my pick would click on that fingerboard, and I always believed, well, it must have something to do with the tone. And what it had to do with my tone was it made an annoying click. So I had the good fortune one day to run into Roland White, who had been going through the same thing for years, and he just sawed it off. And I said, how do you like it? He said, great, that click is gone. So, and I must point out that by the time I owned this particular mandolin, it was well past its original stage. So I don't know if I would have, you know, sawed it off an original one or not. But John Monleon did a very nice job doing it. So this is a 1937 Gibson.
Hey, Sam, where'd that song Diadem come from? And I don't know if you feel like playing a little.
Sure, that'd be fine. Well, I made it up. But when I made it up, I started, you know, messing around with trying to come up with this melody, and it reminded me of something very much that David Grisman would make up or write, you know. So I guess somewhere I stole it from David. But and the name Diadem, if you look back to the Earth Opera album of the Rowan Brothers, you'll see it was produced by a guy named David Diadem that we know as Grisman.